Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying seven last words of Christ, Jesus Christ's statements from the cross. In this session, we'll be looking at Luke chapter 23 and verse 34, Father, forgive them. As soon as he was nailed to the cross, Jesus prayed, Father, condemn them, for they are so guilty of sin. Whoa, wait a minute. What was that prayer? Well, let's read it from its text. I think it was a little different than what I just said. Luke 23:34. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots. The sin of those who crucified Jesus Christ was horrible sin. They deserved to be punished for it. And yet, Jesus prayed for them. He interceded for sinners. Isaiah 53 and verse 12 says, He made intercession for transgressors. With his prayer for his executioners, Jesus fulfilled prophecy. The previous evening, he prayed for saints in John 17. On the cross, he prayed for sinners. Jesus died so that sinners may be pardoned. He died that forgiveness of sin might be purchased and provided. Jesus died so sinners may repent and believe. He died so sinners might receive mercy, that sinners could gain the hope of eternal life. He prayed, for they do not know what they do. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the second part of verse 8, it says, For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Their understanding was clouded. Christ's glory was covered. They cried, His blood be on us and on our children. That's in Matthew chapter 27, verse 25. Ignorance, but the worst kind of ignorance. A refusal to consider the truth. Ignorance alone is not the problem. A lack of information and inability to learn. Paul confessed to sinning in ignorance due to a lack of knowledge about the law in Romans chapter 7. There was a difference between the religious leaders and the people. The crucifiers of Christ were kept in ignorance by the leaders and were prejudiced by the indoctrination of the leaders. The leaders claimed to be spokesmen for God, but instead they served Satan. John chapter 8 and verse 44. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Those who crucified Christ believed they served God in it. John chapter 16 and verse 2. They will put you out of the synagogue. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God service. These need our pity and our prayer. Jesus knew what the problem was and still is. It's not so much that they were ignorant of sin, but they didn't comprehend how great a sin it was. We tend to lessen the weight of our sin in order to excuse ourselves. Sure, it's a sin, but everybody does it. However, Adam brought the curse with nothing but a piece of forbidden fruit. Was Jesus' prayer for sinners answered? It was answered when the thief on the cross beside him repented, but that's another story. It was answered when the centurion believed in verse 47. It was answered when Peter preached during Pentecost and thousands believed, some of these same ignorant people. It was answered in the early church, where in Acts chapter 6 and verse 7 it says, a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. It was answered on March 28, 1981, when I gave up my ignorance and believed. If Jesus prayed, we must pray as well. We must pray. We must pray for forgiveness of ourselves and others. We must pray for our enemies, those who hate us, those who persecute us. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, in the beginning part of verse 45. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. Nailed to the cross, we witness Jesus in the example of his own command. Jesus went to the cross willingly, knowingly, and being submissive to the Father to die for others' sins. The abuse and torture that men gave to Jesus Christ is very hard to comprehend. And yet, it's nothing compared to God's wrath against sin that came upon him. But that's another story. As soldiers gambled for his garments, Jesus prayed for them. J.C. Ryle wrote, as soon as the blood of the great sacrifice began to flow, the great high priest began to intercede. Wow. What a truth. While others were mocking him, he was showing them love. Just the opposite of human nature. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. And in verse 23, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. Look at again at our text, Luke 23, verse 34. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots. Men would want revenge for their killers. They would like to call down judgment from heaven. But Jesus was on a mission of mercy, a plan of forgiveness. John 3:17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But don't misunderstand. Although Jesus purchased and provided forgiveness of sins, he does not endow it automatically. It's available for those who call out. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life by Christ Jesus, our Lord. Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 10:9-10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And in Romans 10:13, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. God is eager to give forgiveness of sins. The prodigal son, his father, who pictures God, he was ready to receive his son who had gone off in sin and was wasting his life. When he came back, the Father received him back gladly. Revelation 22 and verse 17. Come, and let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take of the water of life freely. Even those who crucified Jesus, those who participated in that injustice, when they realized their sin, when they repented of their sin, when they confessed their sin, when they asked for forgiveness, it was granted to them by God. And God's forgiveness is available to each one of you today. You think about that. And you have a great day.